breathing in air. The fake ain't phony, they're just seeing impaired. Cause you believe what you see or believe what ain't there. The real world is twisted and to me it ain't fair. Cause greedy people seem...
Welcome to the Voices in My Head. The intro and outro music is Western Coast by the High Council. You can check them out on SoundCloud. Welcome back. You've been enjoying my podcast and YouTube channel. Please hit that like and subscribe button. I really appreciate it. Came across this fascinating article, and I was perusing one of my favorite alternative media sites, and they had a link to this. Never been on this website before. It is inewparadigm.com. There's no date on this article, so I don't know how new it is, but it just had some fascinating information. Putting on my tinfoil hat, I'm a conspiratorialist. A lot of this has to do with conspiracy theories. The headline of this article, or the title of the article, is Seven Precautions to Protect Yourself from the Great Reset. Now, many people think Klaus Schwab is going to do this great reset. He has used that term. We really don't know what it means. However, a lot of people think that they're going to do away with the dollar. They're going to go to some type of global currency, some type of CBDC, central bank digital currency. They're going to monitor everybody's purchases. They're going to go to a social credit score. We don't know. So let's get into the beginning of this. Designed for globalist world leaders to engineer a global domination, the purported World Economic Forum and the Great Reset has far greater, darker, wider implications than most people realize. Indeed, these are dangerous and unpredictable times. Who really knows how things will pan out? In the knowledge of this, we need to see the bigger picture, anticipate what lies ahead, so that we can take necessary precautions to protect ourselves from the endangering Great Reset. Don't unwittingly become one of its victims. Don't buy into the fake effrontery, the well-crafted illusions that the Great Reset globalists care for you with their self-serving, controlling, hidden, enslaving agendas, or otherwise you could find yourself broke, losing your digital rights and other freedoms, experiencing extreme social unrest, having serious ill health, or even becoming another death statistic. With technology and the internet at your fingertips, ignorance is no excuse, so get savvy. Here is my first sincere, heartfelt response, not an exhaustive list, but here are the seven precautions you must take for protect yourself, your family, and friends from the Great Reset. So let's go through these seven. Number one, don't give your blind, unquestioning attention to the globalist-owned and controlled corporate-sponsored bias mainstream media. And then he's calling CNN as the Cartoon Network and BBC, Brainwashing Broadcasting Corporation. I'm going to throw in Fox News, One America News, Newsmax. It doesn't matter. All the news stations are being used by the global elitists to control what we think and how we think. And he gets in here, learn to discern the echo chamber of repeated lies, cover-ups, hidden agendas, disinformation, disingenuousness, propaganda, crooked fact-checking, fear-mongering, censorship, deflecting, distraction for the gullible to focus on things that don't even really matter. You can watch the mainstream media, but if you're aware of the language they use and look for what I call or emotional or loaded terms. For instance, if you watch CNN, they always say ultra-conservative Republican Matt Gaetz. Well, they're already using a pejorative around him rather than just say Congressman Matt Gaetz or Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. They have to use additional words, ultra-conservative. Or if you're watching Fox News, you'll hear extreme liberal or extreme progressive AOC. Well, they're doing the same thing. They throw in extra words to elicit a response from the listeners, and usually these are negative response. The article continues, for truth-seeking, genuine news, choose alternative media sources, and said the alternative media has become the mainstream media. And yes, I use a lot of alternative media. Just go out there and just start searching, and one will lead you to another, and after a while, you'll find something you like. And even the ones I like will have crazy stuff out there that I'm reading, and it's like, oh, there's no way this is true. I mean, they'll have ones about Gitmo trials and different people in the government. Hillary's been executed. And it's like, I ain't believing that. That did not happen. Or Trump's still in charge. Trump's controlling the military. Nope, not buying it. Number two, learn to become financially independent. Educate yourself on how economics work. First, get out of debt if that's your circumstance. Yes, that is huge. You owe the bank. They own you. Get out of debt. That means even your mortgage mortgage. And there's a lot of good plans out there. Personally, I like Dave Ramsey. He has a great plan that most people can get completely out of debt except their mortgage within 3 to 5 years very easily. And sometimes it may be taking on an extra job, driving Uber, delivering pizzas, doing something, taking a part-time job on weekends to take that extra money and throw it on debt. There's a lot of good programs out there. If you just research on how to get out of debt, you can do it quickly, but it takes discipline. It means you're not going to Starbucks all the time. It means you're not eating out all the time. If getting out of debt's important to you and having that financial freedom, you're going to have to do those sacrifices. Continues, mitigate risks of losing money by diversifying. Don't leave all your hard-earned cash in one place where your money can be legally stolen by centralized control. For example, in a bank where you will be subject to raising inflation, long-term decreased buying power of your cash caused by the government fake money printing, and then there's the potential bail-ins during bank liquidity crisis. We saw over in Greece where they just went and took a certain percentage of everybody's money, gave them nothing for it. They just went out to everybody's checking account, bank account, took a certain percentage and said, thanks guys, we appreciate the money. Avoid the encroaching omnipresent surveillance tied into the CBDC, central bank digital currency aspect, and how you'll be dictated on where your money goes pending your behavior. Choose investment strategies outside the effects of the enslavement system. Choose alternatives from the CBDC to protect yourself from the Great Reset. Now I'm going to just go through these real quickly. By using your cash to buy real estate, yes, real estate are good. Rental properties, great tax benefits from that. Holding barterable assets such as gold, precious metals, which can be traded during a time of crisis. That is questionable whether you're really going to trade gold and silver for things. To me, there are better things. Have chickens. You can trade eggs. People need food. You can trade eggs for some milk. You can trade eggs for someone to fix your pants, to fix your clothes. If it's legal in your state, look at getting a still. I'm not sure if any state that's legal, but you can learn how to distill your own alcohol. Number one, it can benefit you, and you can always trade it. And if it's illegal, I'm not telling you to do it. Having said that, also keep a certain amount of cold, hard cash at hand. You never know when you might be needing it. Yes, you want to keep some cash on hand. Hold cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin are a censure-proof alternative to the CBDs. Now, one thing he's not mentioning, and this is not financial advice, is look at cash value insurance policies. And the reason I say that is my understanding, and once again, not financial advice, insurance policies are outside the financial system. That's why insurance policies do not get taxed. Only what's in the financial system gets taxed. Insurance policies can be sold. They can be traded. So if you have a insurance policy that is worth $1 million and you are 65, 70 years old and you're running low on money, you can sell that to an investor. Now, you're not going to get the cash value of that $1 million. They may only pay you $250,000 or $300,000, but you're getting the money right now. Research that. Look into that. That is another alternative. Instead of having $40,000 or $50,000, $100,000 in the bank account, punt that into an insurance policy where it is protected outside the financial system. Once again, not financial advice. Number three, don't give your consent to the global cult's manufactured wars. Yes. We're seeing that between Ukraine and Russia, and everybody's like, oh, we have to back Ukraine. Ukraine is literally made up of real Nazis, literal Nazis, not the pejorative. They have units with the swastika. They have units that trace their roots back to Nazi Germany. That doesn't mean you have to support Russia. I'm just saying back because both sides suck. Both sides are terrible. They're just a bunch of gang leaders fighting each other. These are warlords fighting each other. Same thing in the Middle East. To me, both sides suck. Everybody's like, oh, Hamas is terrible. And yes, what they're doing is terrible. Same time, I see Israel doing terrible things too. And it's like, I'm not going to take sides. Number four, don't give your vote to the major political parties and their puppet politicians. I've been saying that over and over again. Both parties suck. It's a uniparty. It's professional wrestling. There is no difference between these two parties. They're controlled by the same people. They pretend to be something. And I've done numerous episodes of Republicans that supposedly are conservative. I did one on Lauren Boebert, where a conservative Christian family value Republican is in a theater watching a play, groping and being groped by her boyfriend. He is grabbing her breast. She is grabbing his crotch in a family family-centered event. This was crazy. Marjorie Taylor Greene got kicked to the curb by her husband because she kept on having affairs. I mean, it's both sides. Both sides are crazy. Both sides do not actually believe what they say they believe. Number five, maintain good health. Another dot connecting link to the World Economic Forum's Great Reset and the New World Order is the manufacture of fake diseases. Not only fake diseases, is that they actually create diseases or create a situation where we can become sick easier between the food we eat, the processed foods, the processed sugars. They convince everybody not to go outside and get sunlight or you're going to get cancer. And most people in America have a vitamin D deficiency. The best way you can get vitamin D is from sunlight. Now, obviously, if you're going to be at the beach all day, you got to take precautions. I put on sunblock only when I'm at the beach. If I'm out cutting the grass or working in the yard, I do not put on any sunblock. I may get a little slightly burned or a little bit red. I put some cream on it when I get in, but that's it. I realize when I go outside, I need to be in the sun to get vitamin D, and I stopped wearing sunglasses because a lot of vitamin D is absorbed through your eyes from the sunlight that comes in through your eyes. They create it so our bodies are easily infected by diseases by what we eat and our behavior. Number six, be prepared, be self-sufficient. In these days of uncertainty, economic collapse, high inflation, food shortages, fake diseases and lockdowns, gross civil unrest, energy crisis, long power outages, among other potential disaster scenarios, learn to prepare yourself. Learn to be self-sufficient. Yes. Learn how to grow your own food. Real food, not the GMOs that they get. You have to get heirloom seeds. You just Google heirloom seeds and you can find heirloom seeds. The seeds you buy at the grocery store, you cannot harvest seeds from those plants. You need heirloom seeds to do that. So you can continue growing every year or every season, growing your own food. Big supporter of the Second Amendment, be able to protect yourself. Can't wait on the police to get to your house. That could be too long. Have alternate energy sources, whether it's home generators. Now, I know my home generators, I run on propane. At a certain point, I run out of propane, but at least if it's a short-term event where we have rolling blackouts or just weather events, I can keep my house going with my propane generator. Number seven, get active. The Great Reset has been described as a Marxist utopian agenda which plans to take everything away from you. Have you considered the terrible consequences if you sit and do nothing? I'm prepared as the Great Reset tyrannical escalations rise. Don't let the global cult do what they got planned for you, your family, or friends. Push back by getting active. Try peacefully spreading the word to others on what's happening, then they can get active too. The equation is quite simple. Your silence equals your complicity. Now, I will not condone violence. Some people will. They'll say at a certain point, we have to get violent. I am not there. I may get there at a certain point, but it is being very well aware of what's going on. And at this level of activity is your choice. How active do you really want to get involved? Personally, I'm at the point I'm not getting involved. I'm not ready to fight for anything. I'm not ready to fight for my community, my country. It's just, to me, it's not worth it. It's not something that I think is redeemable. But that's just my opinion. So that one is up to you. All the rest I think are great. I think these are some good things to at least get people thinking and talking about. Different things that you can do in preparation. And you can do some and not all. Or you can try to do a little bit of everything. You have to figure out what's important to you and which ones you can do now and which ones you can't do now. Some are going to be easier to do right away. And some is like, oh, it's going to take me several years to do these type of things. Either way, I think this is some good food for thought to think about ways to protect or at least prepare yourself for the Great Reset. Just my opinions, and I did not offer any financial advice throughout this. Thanks for listening. I could run the whole block just from walking the line. Pocket is prime, these are the thoughts in my mind. And I'm a straight rider, never stop at a sign. And I'm only slowing down if I'm stopping the sign. Six figures on a check before I'm jotting a line. It goes one for the money, two for the clothes, three for the honeys, and a four for the flows. Five O's and six...